B-Pod Studios.
Now, sports talk while you're on the clock. This is Zolak and Bertrand.
I'm going to slap you because you fake it.
On 98.5 The Sports Hub.
What's your follow-up thought on Brad Stevens?
Something he said. You know, talking to him about the tournament, you know, and a little light bulb went off, and you actually asked about, you know, roster building and, you know, is it good for a kid to stay in school? And, you know, Michigan State sometimes has those fifth-year senior-type guys, and you have a good mix of young kids. And then he went to the youth of Jaylen Brown and Jason Tatum. And it's almost like, I think, as a staff, they need to remind themselves how young these guys are, but yet how much we depend upon them at this next level when you're playing as many games as you are. And him being a basketball junkie, I mean, we sat here at the end of last year and said, you know what, Jason Tatum looks like he's one of those untradeable guys. Like, you're going to keep him. You're going to build it around him. He's one of the guys that is completely 100% untouchable. And then you have a frustrating year like the Celtics have had this year because you expected so much out of them with Kyrie Irving in the mix and Gordon Hayward being healthy and, you know, Al's leadership. It seems like Al's that fifth-year senior, and you're bringing these kids along, and we forget how still young that they are. And then all of a sudden, people are ready to write off Jason Tatum and say, yeah, let's just get rid of everybody. Get rid of them all for Anthony Davis. I wonder how he honestly looks at it. Like, you know, okay, we could get so much more basketball out of this kid. And it's almost like that light bulb went off for me, like, hey, we're reminding ourselves, we're sitting here watching the NCAA tournament. And you got teams playing like they are to the end, and they got some great hey, Zion's going to be a great one. He's going to be fun. That's one in a million, though. But we have two kids on our team right now that are younger than these kids that are playing.
Jason Tatum's younger than 14 of the 20 starters in the NCAA tournament. Jaylen Brown is younger than six of them.
They got the numbers. He knows the exact numbers. Exact numbers for a reason. Like, they have to remind themselves, hey, let's not get too frustrated here. Let's keep doing what we do. Like he says, we approach one game at a time. It's all we can worry about. And if the home court comes, I thought it was interesting he knew the exact number of the kids that were starters that are playing and the age of what he has and what he's coaching on his own team. That's all. I thought that was interesting. Because here we are. We're ready to blow it up, and let's get all the superstars in. Let's get the three, you know, big veterans in, and let's go for a championship. But this team's young, and they got some older guys, but it's not right off Jason Tatum yet. Now, let's see if they could go on a run here.
I don't think anyone's writing off Jason Tatum. I think that's too strong.
But I mean, like a year ago, I think a year ago at the end of it, man, that dude was untouchable. Like, holy crap, this kid's it, right? Like, Danny nailed it with this kid, man. He nailed it. And Jaylen Brown's coming along nicely, too. And have those two play together. I don't know. It's just, you hear back and forth. It seems like every time we come in here, whatever week it is, it's like you're in on Tatum, you're out on Tatum. Not out, but you wouldn't mind giving him up to go acquire one of those, a guy like Anthony Davis.
And I still wouldn't.
Yeah.
And part of the selling point on him is that he is young.
Yeah. Yeah. The fact Brad knew the exact number of starters.
And that he hasn't hit his ceiling. Is that part of the selling point on that player?
Yeah. Yep.
Yep. He's young and he could get a lot better.
Yep.
That's what it could be. Do you want to hear a pipe dream type of trade for the Celtics this offseason?
Of course. This is like one of those Jimmy Stewart dream type trades.
This is from Bleacher Report. Ooh. Sign and trade ideas to land NBA superstars with new teams this summer. Mm. So they have a whole list. On Bleacher Report, it reads by Dan Favale. Sign-and-trade transactions are not a staple of NBA free agency. To call them rare would be an understatement. They're useful in theory, but complex and restrictive in practice.
Okay. Just get to the names.
Why when people call us and say, what about a sign-and-trade for Kyrie?
What if they trade Kyrie? They sign him and trade him. They got like a bunch of great players back. No. No. Doesn't work that way. Doesn't work that way.
Make a matchup. Tell me how it works.
Here's what it says. And again, this is a good explanation and a good write-up on Bleacher Report. Chief among their limitations, sign and trade deals, is the near absence of upside for players. Sign and trade contracts do not allow them to land full bird right deals. They can span no longer than 4 years. They can only include up to 5% raises, making them indistinguishable from offers any new team can peddle. So it doesn't make any real sense for the player unless they're deciding to go to the team. For example, LeBron James decided he was going to Miami. Yep. Cleveland then pulled off a sign and trade, right? Because it wouldn't have made a difference.
Right.
Says these agreements can still be useful when a free agent wants to join a capped out squad.
Okay.
But superstar sign and trades are inherently bogged down by the base year compensation clause in the CBA. We're not going to get into those details. We're just going to get to this suggestion if you don't mind, Zoe. Part one of five in this story. Kevin Durant to Boston. Opt in and trade. Kevin Durant to Boston. And in this deal, the Golden State Warriors would receive a player and the Celtics' upcoming first round pick. I'll tell you who that Celtics player is in this proposed deal. And get to a story about LeBron James. I just mentioned him. Something else that he's got coming up this summer, not free agency. He dealt with that last summer. He's dealing with a movie this summer. We'll get to that story as well next.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
Zolak and Bertrand on 98.5 The Sports Hub. Follow these guys on Twitter at Zoe and Bertrand.
Bum, bum, bum. The player that would go back to Golden State in this proposed deal on Bleacher Report, Gordon Hayward. Gordon Hayward and the 2019 first round pick in exchange for Kevin Durant opting in and joining Boston with Kyrie Irving.
Do it. Bye, bye, bye.
However,
what this story reads,
putting both in the Big Apple is easier. The Knicks have the capacity to max out two max slots.
We got calls on Kevin Durant to come here about a month or two ago. We like poo-pooed, it's never going to happen, never going to happen. Well, why can't it?
Durant told Chris Haynes in December, I just want to make sure I can get as much money as I can on my next deal, and the Celtics cannot offer that opportunity. They have no real path to bankrolling his $38.2 million max salary.
Why so poor? Got the shoe deals. You got everything you need. You've already been a champion. Couldn't beat him. Join him. You got it. You got the MVP. You got all that. What more do you want? Need the money. Or more money. And don't blame him. Get your money. Ever hold a guy back for not wanting wanting to get money? It's your right as a player. What's important to you though? Is winning important? Seems like winning's important to him, right? He wanted to join that winner. He went to Golden State. Like, I can't beat you. I'm leaving. I'm going to join you. He won. Doesn't seem real happy there. Oh. I could see him and Kyrie just in cahoots to get somewhere and put it together in New York.
But the money doesn't really work here, is the point.
But I'm saying in New York.
It'd be easy for them to both go to the Knicks.
Yeah, let's do it. Like, let's pull it off. Or to what? In Brooklyn. Where's it got to be the Knicks? Why can't it be Brooklyn? Knicks probably have more money, right? Madison Square Garden, those two guys. It'd be a hot ticket.
Okay.
Why are we reading? Why is this good for us? What's this do for the Celtics?
Would you do the deal? No brainer. Of course.
Of
course you do the
deal. That's why I got to start cheating. Let's drive me to the airport. When? Yeah. When we do this.
Yeah. This would be a no brainer.
This doesn't make sense.
Which is why it's never going to happen.
Yeah. Because it's like, it's too good.
Which
to
is why it's
too
never.
Good. Too obvious. I thought you were going to say Jason Tatum. I'm like, oh, God, here we go again.
Just no.
Yeah.
No, you'd give up Gordon Hayward in that deal.
God, yeah.
Never going to happen. Never, never, never. It's fun to talk about, though. It really is. And you know what? I think we should continue to talk.
That's fireworks, man.
This is what I just want to put out there. We should continue to talk about fun scenarios for the Celtics in the offseason.
Mandated Celtic fun.
Until we get to the offseason, like, because when the offseason hits, I get a bad feeling we're not going to be able to really talk about any fun scenarios.
Mandated.
Because the fun will be had elsewhere. Speaking of fun, LeBron's doing a movie this summer.
Oh.
Space Jam 2 is going to happen.
Of course it is.
According to The Athletic's Joe Vardon,
the first one was so good.
I've never seen Space Jam.
Really?
Nor have I.
The Space Jam.
Was it Bugs Bunny in it?
Yep.
Yeah. I remember. Here's what I remember: the video with
Jordan, Bill Murray,
Paul Abdul did the video, right?
It was Opposites Attract. Her and MC Scat Cat.
I don't remember.
Jesus. Go ahead. LeBron movie Space Jam 2
will house a full length basketball court. The set will have a full-length basketball court for LeBron James to be able to continue his summer training while working on the movie. Which...
That didn't seem hard to build.
T-Bone said, I could see something like this in Kyrie's future. Not sound like a Kyrie move?
Aren't we already there?
Do you know what my problem is with that, though?
What?
Yeah, except LeBron James is the best player in the world. LeBron James wants to do a movie? Go ahead. Do it. You're LeBron James. Who cares?
Why is he running through Space Jam 2?
Isn't it just more?
It's Jordan and him. That's why.
That's the only reason he's a palatable thing when you're talking about a player at the level of LeBron James.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, I understand it. He doesn't entertain us for one second if this is somebody else did it, like Shaq or somebody. I don't see him doing Shazam 2. Yeah. That one came out good, too.
But we're talking about current players.
I didn't see that. Space Jam 1.
I didn't. LeBron James looked at us like, hey, Mike did it, man. I'm Mike. I was the next Mike. That's why we're 23, you know?
But I'm with Beto. Okay, LeBron has established himself.
Michael Jordan did a movie.
Michael Jordan.
Who cares? He's Michael freaking Jordan. He can do whatever he wants.
Michael Jordan was greatest player.
LeBron James wants to do a movie. Yeah. All right, he's been in the league for 15 plus years, and he's won multiple championships, and he's, you know, I think he's getting older now, but arguably still the best player in the world. Who cares?
Yeah. He wants to go work 3 weeks on a movie? Go do it.
When it's Kyrie Irving, you're sort of like, What? Why? It is. It depends on how good of a player you are.
Did you see Uncle Drew?
No.
I haven't seen it yet either. I hear it's decent.
I have no inkling to watch it once. I know. Nothing would want me to go sit down to watch that. I got nothing against him or a movie. Like, just it just seems like a stupid, I don't know. Hey, we put on makeup and a bunch of old guys playing hoops. Like, I don't know. I get it. I get what he made it. Why wouldn't you? Like, he's already done a movie. So what do you mean? How can you see Kyrie heading in this direction, Tom? Why, just because LeBron did it?
No, because Kyrie's a movie guy.
He's already done a movie.
Can't you see that happening again?
Yeah.
And he thinks he's LeBron.
Yep. Can't you see him doing a movie and demanding the same thing now?
I could see him doing a movie where the movie scene opens where he's in the park and he's on the bench, like posed like the thinker, because he is such a thinker. And then, you know, somebody says, hey, we need an extra for some 3-on-3 hoops over now, here down a playground.
Now, having said that, if Kyrie wants to go off and do a movie, I don't care. It really doesn't affect my opinion of him as
a guy.
Yeah,
like the Uncle Truth thing didn't bug me.
Dedicated to his craft or anything else. I mean, guys are off doing their own things a lot, whether they're making albums or they're making movies or whatever business dealings they're in. Fine.
Here's what bugged me, though. Him not being on the bench when he supposedly got that nose thing done for the movie, and he wanted, because the movie release date he wanted to be at or something, the way it was lining up, he wasn't with the team. And now that superseded, you know, him being around his team. Right. That's where it becomes the problem.
Well, here's where it would be a problem too, Beetle. What is it about Kyrie Irving's game that isn't quite good enough that he needs to work on in the offseason?
It's crossover. First step.
I think it's more about him just talking about his stupid movie.
That's fine.
Like, enough is talking about your movie. No, I don't think it's about the actual time spent on the movie at all.
Here's what he needs to work on in the offseason.
And it's, it's
less
LeBron.
Talking.
LeBron's rehabbing an injury as opposed to just practicing.
That's true. He is shut down. Shut him down.
Yeah, well.
Shut him down. Yeah. This league. This freaking league.
Well, what do you expect? What would you do if you're running the Lakers? Would you let LeBron keep playing?
No. You're about the draft pick now.
Yes.
You don't want to worsen your chance. Yeah.
Of course not.
Suck for luck. Yes.
Yeah. Sit down. It's not happening.
Sit down.
It's a wasted year there. Really is.
That sucks for them. That sucks.
Wasted year. Yeah, LeBron James, and you wasted the year. How bad do you have to be? Cleveland wasn't great.
It did not go as they had hoped.
It doesn't faze him. That's the saddest part of that all. Doesn't faze him one bit because it's for the greater good moving forward. Like, him getting knocked out, like, really? You really think it phases him with everything that he has?
I'm not a...
Talk about doing Space Jam 2 now. This is what he wanted. He wanted to go to L.A. for all these other opportunities now. This is exactly what he wants. Get some rest now. Rest up. Make the movie. And I'll be back. We'll build that super team next year. I could see it all coming. I could hear it all talked about. It's part of the great plan.
I think
you gotta hit rock bottom
his
first.
His plan was to go to the Lakers, reestablish them as an NBA powerhouse, and make movies.
Yep.
The reestablishing on the NBA powerhouse is not happening. He's going to get to make his movies, but I'm no particular fan of LeBron James outside of watching him play. But I don't think he can't be okay with the way that season ended for the Lakers. There's no way a guy that good and as competitive as he is okay with how they finished that season, with how the season went pretty much in its entirety. I'm not buying that.
You think he's having regrets?
No, but I think sometimes you talk yourself into it. When you called the shots and this is what you wanted, you know, sometimes you got to make it look better than what it actually
is.
Well,
looking around, you know, what were his other options? To stay in Cleveland, how would Cleveland have fared this year in the East with him there? It's tough.
They'd be in the mix, wouldn't they?
They'd be in the mix, but they wouldn't be the dominant force that they have been.
Maybe not, but they wouldn't be what he is in L.A. right now. He's down and out.
What's worse to LeBron, though? Missing the playoffs or getting bounced in the first round? Look, that team was so bad other than him, there's no way they could make the playoffs.
What if you're
good enough to make the playoffs, but then you get bounced by the likes of Philadelphia or you know, Toronto or anyone else beats you? Toronto, the team that couldn't beat Cleveland. Toronto is the team that ends up beating
you. Why would
the
Cavaliers have been that much worse this year than what they were a year ago?
See,
I think the East is better than I think the East as a whole is better.
So you think they go from being in the finals to bounced in the first round?
I don't think they were all that good last year, Beetle. They took seven games to beat the Celtics without Kyrie Irving and Gordon Hayward. I don't think they were all that good.
I'd take my chance.
How did they look in the
championship? So they couldn't win a couple of rounds?
How did they look in the championship against Golden State?
Not good, but
they got embarrassed.
They were overmatched.
I'd take my chances with that guy in Cleveland.
Anybody in the entire NBA would have been overmatched.
And then let him go off in an elimination game. Like, that's his dream. That's his dream scenario. Like, that's me. I live for the playoffs. I live for the finals.
We got one more segment of your calls. Lines are open, 617-779-0985. Today's takeaways at 150.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
Back in Bertrand.
It's time to celebrate.
98.5 The Sports Hub.
Very light call volume today, so yeah, I know you've been very concerned about this.
I have a question here.
Where is everybody?
Now, this could be... this could be because, like, it's like... I don't know how to term this. I've seen it a lot now because we've been talking some hoops, and it's been going on out there in Golden State, and see Westbrook go off, and you get the 2020... Nipsey Hussle. Should I know who Nipsey Hussle is? Because I'm pretty, you know, my kids listen to everything. So they keep me into everything. Like, I know Meek Mill, you know, all of them. You know, 2 Chainz, I got it all. Nipsey Hussle, under the radar for me. Did you know who Nipsey Hussle is?
I did not.
I remember Russell back in the day. But Nipsey Hussle, that's a good catchy name.
Well.
And he's big with the NBA guys.
Well, he was
murdered.
Murdered earlier this week.
And they got supposedly the suspect, and they got him locked up, which is good.
I can't say I was familiar with him, which makes me feel really old.
Does it? Yeah. I'm like,
when something like that happens.
Are you, me, and Hardy, like, Tom, you know, you had no clue? Intern, Nipsey Hussle? You do. Yeah.
The intern? Yeah, see, the intern.
How much? A good, like, hardcore music? Could we play any?
What?
Could we play any of the music? Like, is that a little bit? No. He's like, a little bit. So, I mean, he learned something every day. Nipsey Hussle. Everybody's talking about him. Like, see, it's almost like,
Did your kids bring up,
I didn't ask them because, this has really started to develop over the last couple of days since he got murdered.
Yeah.
Like, does it make you bigger after, you know, like Tupac was big before he got murdered, right? Biggie was big before they got, cap popped in him. 50 Cent got shot 9 times.
I can't take you seriously when you
no, but
I can't take you seriously.
Street cred. Like, I don't know. Like, this is
street cred. What?
Not street cred.
I'm sorry.
I don't know.
Keep going. I mean. No, please.
Do you get more popular? Posthumous. Do you grow more posthumously?
Do you grow
not grow more? God, damn it. Where's Hardy, Mr. Music? I need help on this.
Do you grow more when you die?
I guarantee you. Hardy had no clue. Like, I got filled in by the Get Up crew today. They helped hook me up with it. Got me up to speed on some of the stuff. Hardy, have you ever heard of Nipsey Hussle?
You're missing a hell of a conversation here, Hardy.
Help me on this.
Really are. Really high-level stuff.
Nipsey Hussle.
Yeah. I'm back. Yeah.
Like, you have. You
were, rest in peace, Nipsey Hussle.
Well, were you familiar with his work prior to his passing this week?
I thought
when have we ever mentioned the name Nipsey Hussle?
I was not familiar. I thought it was... I had him confused with Tech N9ne, which is a different guy.
Okay.
Do you know who Tech N9ne is?
Nope.
Okay. But I was not familiar with
I know Techno.
I think Sarge is familiar. Oh, I have a Sarge story.
What do you mean?
When he's talking about Greta Van Fleet.
I've heard of her.
But I thought
I'm familiar with her work.
So have you guys talked about the 2020 from last night?
Yes. We haven't talked about it, but that's why I'm bringing it up. Russell
Westbrook last night.
20 points, 20 boards, 20.
What does this have to do with
the addition
with,
of...
With Hussle Simmons? No, that's a different guy.
That's Russell Simmons.
No, there was another DJ named Hussle Simmons.
Oh, he went
here.
By Hussle. Okay.
Yeah. Here in this town.
Wow, this is a lot to keep track of.
Nipsey Hussle. Is that his name?
Yes.
Okay. So, in tribute to Nipsey Hussle, Russell Westbrook at the 2020 last night, right?
Yep.
Whatever it ended up being, 20 points.
Adds up to 60.
21 assists, 22 rebounds, whatever it was. And he said he did it for Nipsey Hussle. And then... Tom, do we have the sound available for that from Russell Westbrook talking about it last night? Because
it's all over Twitter.
So I heard it this morning on Toucher and Rich.
Because he's like, you know what I'm talking about.
Yeah, and he made reference to it, and he said he was gonna, you know, like before the game, he may have mentioned it.
And then wow, just a historic performance tonight. The first player since Wilt Chamberlain to have 20 points, 20 rebounds, and 20 assists. Russ, talk about the emotions. Talk about your performance tonight.
The overwhelming, man, is unbelievable to go out and humble them. And grateful for the game, man, but that wasn't for me, man. That's for my bro, man. That's for Nipsey, man. 20 plus 20 plus 20. They know what that means, man. That's for my bro.
Rest in peace, Nipsey, man. I'm just thankful to be able to go out and compete at a high level, man. Thankful to have these teammates. Thankful and humble to be able to go out and play the game.
Okay. So he said the 20 plus 20 plus 20, you know, some people know what that means.
Gangster.
I don't know what it means. What does that mean?
60? 20
plus 20 plus 60. 20.
Do you have those? What's it mean?
Gang. Called the Rolling 60s.
I'm rolling it. Roll the papers.
I've got the math down.
So the guy who murdered Nipsey Hussle was a member of the Rolling 60s gang.
Uh-oh.
But there's something going on where maybe Nipsey was part of that gang at some point or something, but it was a reference to the Rolling 60s gang. So what started as a nice story, it's like, why are you going to bring the gang affiliation into it? Which probably you hadn't.
Yeah, because I saw that they were playing it at the Golden State Warriors game over the weekend. The team stopped. They got up there waving towels, and they were playing his music as a tribute.
Yeah, I'm reading a story here that says,
during a timeout,
Nipsey Hussle had a violent past. He had spoken publicly about his long affiliation with the Rolling 60s, LA area gang that is connected to the Crips. But more recently, it seemed as though Hussle had distanced himself from the gang. He was involved in community activism, working to empower and employ underprivileged groups through real estate investments, science and tech learning centers for teens, and other efforts in inner city Los Angeles.
Right. So he got right.
But why would Russell Westbrook want to reference the Rolling 60s in his tribute to Nipsey Hussle?
If the gang was, in fact, the gang that killed him.
And the gang that he wanted to get out of.
I don't know, Hardy. I didn't know this guy until the other day, but you obviously know a lot more than I know.
I don't. There's one guy here in the building
who confused. Told me about it. Tech 9. Tech 90.
Okay. Here's my other question.
Sure.
And again, just a minor point with Russell Westbrook. 20 points, great. The 21 assists, fantastic. You could maybe argue that some of those assists could have been turned into points. But he was obviously going for a 20-20-20 night. The 20 or 20-plus rebounds that he had.
How do you get 20 boards?
What?
In plenty of position.
Why can't you do that every night?
Well, Rondo used to do that.
Just for
remember when Rondo would get 18 boards,
your,
20 boards?
You know, your job or your teammates or your fans.
Yeah, for Nipsey.
Like, you could argue that the 20-plus assists aren't as valuable because you could turn those into points, which might be equally or even more valuable. Those rebounds, though, if you can go grab 20-plus boards in a night.
That's a lot of boards. That's Rodman-esque, man.
Maybe do that on nights when you're not using it as
He's
a means to.
He's saving it for tribute night.
Reference a gang that killed one of your friends that he used to be in. I don't know. Allegedly. It seems like if that's something that you can go out and do, maybe you should do that for other reasons, too.
That's a good point.
Is that valuable to get 20 or more rebounds in a game? One player? That's pretty good, isn't it?
I'd be scratching my head.
That's more than most guys get in a night, right? Rebounds in the NBA?
Yeah, you generally don't get work for that and have a certain awareness for
You generally don't get 20 or more rebounds in a game. It's something maybe that you could focus on doing on a more regular basis. That's all. You know, he wanted to pay tribute in his own special way.
Props. He did. Okay, so today's takeaways are next.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
They give.
Give it to me. Give it to me now, damn it.
Tell me I'm wrong. I don't know how you could.
And they give.
We need to break news every day.
And they give.
I love breaking news.
Can't get this kind of analysis just anywhere.
And now, it's time to take.
That's not a hot take.
End of the day.
Hot takes from the day.
Today's takeaways with Zolak and Bertrand on 98.5, The Sports Hub.
All right. It is time for today's takeaways, which are delivered to you by Awake and 180 Weight Loss. Get back in here, intern. Put you on TV. Come on. How do you look like in Carlito's way? I love this kid. High five. Good job bringing that in. Brought to you by Awaken 180 Weight Loss. Weight loss has now been made easy. You can lose weight even easier. Clients can get gourmet prepared meals delivered right to your door. Fresh, high-quality prepared meals with free delivery.
Do you remember today we were talking about Zoe in baseball?
Yeah. Look at these damn Yankees. Confusing me.
What?
The Yankees. I blame the Yankees for this. All the signage in the back. I'm like, what's baseball?
Oh,
baseball.
Yankees baseball.
Yeah. They misspell baseball.
Yeah, well, it angered you a lot.
Yeah. Have a listen. We'll force the league to change and make it better for the viewer.
You know what makes me mad? The Yankees baseball sign. They don't even spell baseball the right way, but it works because I remember it. What is it, like B-A-I-S-B-O-L? Yankees baseball. They have the advertising right on that little
That's Spanish radio.
Okay. Sure, Jim. Didn't know that. But I thought that's an advertisement. Baseball. That's a good takeaway right there. But I never took Spanish, so I don't know. I took French.
You could,
but if it was written in French,
you could deduce that.
I thought that was an advertisement. My bad.
It's just a misspelled advertisement.
Just baseball. Just the word baseball. Hey,
mm-hmm.
Baseball.
Okay, it happens.
I thought they were trying to get you to click on.
Sure.
I don't know.
Clickbait. Click on what?
I don't know. The giant glass. Same way they run it behind the Red Sox stuff, and it's always rotating.
Of course,
Jim knew.
I can't exactly.
What am I clicking on?
I can't believe Tom.
I'm watching a baseball game.
Tom found the originals. So where were we?
I think the garden.
Okay.
Sounds like the glass box.
So you're in the glass box. That's number one.
Really good sound quality.
Number two, you said you took French. So what is the French word for baseball?
I have no clue.
Well, you said you would know.
I took French in high school.
If I told you.
You did this to me yesterday. You did this to me yesterday with Saints Day.
No,
All Saints Day. Yeah, like all of a sudden, I'm supposed to know when All Saints Day is.
If I told you, would you recognize it?
Yeah, I would.
All right, let me
give me a multiple choice.
I'll see. No, it's just baseball.
It's pretty much just baseball in Spanish.
Base-ball.
It's not that different.
That's the worst thing with French too. It makes you overthink it. Like this definitely is something else, but then it's just boom. Baseball.
Yep, right there in front of you.
La baseball. Le jeune. Okay. What was the other takeaway, Tom?
Brad Stevens today April Fool's joke telling his daughter the other day that there was no school due to a burst pipe. That came back to bite him.
No, it's serious. So I just told her the pipe burst. She came running down the stairs, and then the look on her face after I told her it was April Fool's made me feel like, you know, not so great as a dad.
She was thinking there was no school. She was going to have a day off.
Oh, great, yeah. And you know, I got a great kick out of it until I saw her face. And that's when I knew that I had flunked fatherhood 101. And then I walk into the garden, and literally the above my office, a pipe has burst. And I was told what kind of pipe it was, but it smelled awful.
So it wasn't a water pipe. It was a sewage pipe.
I don't know what it was. All I know is I didn't stay in my office. I didn't go in my office the rest of the day. I hung out in a back room as we got ready for Miami. But I'm done.
Gross.
I'm done trying to make jokes on April Fool's Day. I think my time has passed.
Wow. Can you imagine that? Ugh. What do you do that? I called Jay Bryan Day.
Had a little stinky poo there falling through the roof in his office. Yuck.
Well, it was part of that same conversation when I brought up the fact that I did the reverse of this a couple of years ago and took my kid to school on a Saturday because he didn't know. And, it brought up this conversation.
Does he know what today is?
How
old is he right now?
I don't know.
What is he, 10? He's 9.
He's 8.
He's 8. Does he know today's Tuesday?
Wait, well, today is Wednesday.
Jesus.
How old are you, Zo?
I'm thankful that today is Wednesday.
Because you thought it was Tuesday.
Today felt like a Tuesday. Didn't today feel like a Tuesday?
Tuesday has no feel.
Day after re-entry Monday?
Yeah.
Tuesday does have a feel.
No.
It feels like nothing.
Monday has a feel. Friday is.
Monday's awful, but Tuesday like today's no Wednesday. Feel. So, we got 2 days left in the week, which is great. It's great.
That's a pretty good prank, though, that I pulled. I would like some
except
credit
you pulled
for that.
It on like a 4-year-old.
He was 6.
Yeah, I found out that you're sick, and Brad Stevens is sick also.
Like, now, Brad Stevens is mean.
That's some
Brad Stevens
stuff,
sneaky mean.
Like, he said, you thought you didn't have school today.
But he didn't fail as a look, you did what every parent and what every
I think
what every father, you know, looks forward to doing every once in a while.
That's what the kid
is being, having some good, clean, mean fun with your kid.
Yeah, a couple of yucks.
Yeah, some April Fool's joke. Nothing wrong with that.
Not at all.
I'm still waiting for my daughter to get to the age where she wants to take naps, because I'm going to wake her up for no reason every single chance I get. I might have to wait till she's in high school, but that kid didn't sleep until she was 2 years old, and I cannot wait till she's out late at a party in high school.
I do it on a weekend now.
Trying to sleep on the couch on a Saturday or Sunday afternoon. I'm going to walk up to her and say, hey! Hi.
I do it now on Saturdays. Call Hadley early, just because, like, I know she's in bed sleeping. Like, hey, what's going on? What are you doing this weekend? What are you calling for? It's 10 o'clock. I'm like, I know. Yeah.
10 o'clock.
Well, Saturday or Sunday at college? Yeah.
I'm calling way earlier than that.
You are sick.
8 a.m. Hello.
Yeah. Absolutely.
You call it 10?
Well, yeah.
That's not so bad.
That's
getting close to wake-up time. That is.
I'm going to come in 3.
Right. So that's getting close. It's not like you're calling it 6.
No, that's true. I should call earlier.
You should.
Yes. Do it right.
7 a.m. Let's settle on 7 a.m. this weekend. What do you say?
7 a.m.
7 a.m.
We'll do 8. We'll start at 8. Work backwards.
Yeah. Gradually ease your way into it. You think Jim makes it back in here tomorrow?
Who's Jim?
Jim Lauf. You told me today you didn't miss him today.
I'm joking. I mean, of course we miss Jim, and we wish him well to get better.
But T-Bone's doing a great job. We have Billy Lanny in here with us today. Smooth. Everything's great.
I almost had Lanny yesterday trying to call in Felger Mass. This guy's my voice, but I forgot the name pops up on the screen.
Yeah, we have caller ID here.
Yeah.
Sorry about that.
They had some record-breaking calls yesterday, boy, and hopefully those continue today. Ooh. Oh, man. Calls have been bad. Step your game up, people. I see Ty Anderson walking around out there, too. I learned something about him on Twitter. He joined some gym.
Yeah, he got ripped off.
Whacked his card an extra $520.
Yeah, he took his money.
And then a guy said to him, hey,
you get your money back?
How about this? How about we just
restart? He got his money back.
Yeah, how about we restart your training sessions and we'll just call it a day?
Like work it off?
Yeah.
What?
Good for you, Ty.
How about we just keep that money we stole from you and we'll give you something back in return?
Yeah.
So, no.
Yeah. How about you put the money back in my account?
How about I got to pay my rent this month?
We're going to take it to Twitter. They don't like when you take stuff to Twitter. He got his money back. I was like, hey, I got a job to do here, pal. Take those tweets down. That tells me that Ty Anderson's got some stroke.
It's a little yank there, huh?
Yeah, a little yank.
A little yank.
All right.
Okay. I'll see you tomorrow, okay?
See you tomorrow, pal. I'll already see you tomorrow.
We'll do it again.
Sure. See you Wednesday.
Yeah, I'm good for tomorrow. Yeah.
Maybe the Red Sox will win a game.
Hey, maybe our kids can eat free for 99.
Let's go.
Oh, our kids haven't eaten all week.
I know.
Kids are
starving. Let's go, Red
99
Sox.
99 is saving a fortune this first week of Red Sox season.
Wake up, bats.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.